Stakeholders in Koboko District have been warned against misuse of government programs for selfish interests. The call was made during an engagement to assess the performance of the Emioga Sacco groups in Koboko District. Our reporter in Koboko, Joseph Jurua, has this story.
The Office of the Resident District Commissioner for Koboko District and other stakeholders have called upon all the Emioga Sacco group members to prioritize passing on income generation to other activities. The call follows an engagement with all the Emioga Sacco groups of Koboko Municipality yesterday, 11th June 2026, and the Sacco groups from Koboko County and Koboko North constituency today, Friday, 12th of June 2026, at the district headquarters. The engagement that is one of the requirements by the government is aimed at ascertaining the performance and eligibility of the SACCO groups to access the next phase of the seed capital. With numerous success stories and hiccups in the implementation of the program, the Assistant Resident District Commissioner and the Head of Monitoring for the Government Livelihood Programs in Koboko District, Baguma K. Rashid, noted that the challenge affecting the development of the people in Koboko is mindset change. He assured the public of a massive progress in the implementation of the Emioga programs and other government livelihood enhancing programs in Koboko.
In 3 years, these 54 groups will never be the same, and that is our basis of success. We have come as Office of the RDC, as Office of the President, to give that direction. Everyone is going to succeed. Our challenge is mindset. People now have one big problem. If you are doing business, you are doing farming, you have money. You are working in the government, you are succeeding, your life is changing, they say you are corrupt. Member savings going up to 100 million. Who is that will say Koboko will fail? Koboko will fail if people use all the time gossiping. By this time, no more time gossiping, it's time for business.
According to Jero Foy Mungu, the Emioga focal person with Microfinance Support Center for West Nile Sub-Region, he noted that the Microfinance Support Center is committed to ensuring that all the SACCO groups access the next phase of the seed capital.
Nonetheless, the commitment is towards ensuring that all the 54 Emioga SACCOs within Koboko Municipality, Koboko Constituency, and then Koboko North are fully supportive with the advancement of the second seed capital. It is a process that is based on satisfactory performance and validity of the certificate, availability and growth of membership, and then having a good portfolio.
The District Commercial Officer of Koboko, Derek Tumusime, called upon all the SACCO group leaders to hold consultations with the Office of the District Commercial Officer to seek for guidance and any help in regards to the performance of the groups. Koboko District has at least 54 Emioga Sacco groups that have received funds since the launch of the program, and 7 groups out of the 54 have received the second and third phase of the seed capital. Joseph Chiru.